I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk a little more about the Bund, Republican pro-Putin Bund that has undermined the United States. It's not just Cruz. It's not just Hawley. It's not just candidates like J.D. Vance in Ohio. Tucker Carlson, Tucker Fonda. Remember Jane Fonda went over there in the early 70s during the Vietnam War? Posed with the North Vietnamese Army. Got up in tight jeans and straddled the gun barrel of the guns that were used to shoot down American pilots, Navy pilots, who were being tortured at the Hanoi Hilton nearby. And she wasn't arrested. Axis Sally was arrested, so Tokyo Rose. And there was somebody like that, Hanoi Hannah, during the Vietnam War. She was a celebrity, should have been arrested. Tucker Carlson's name is not Carlson, it's Tucker Fonda. Member of the Bund, citing pro-Putin. He's the one, he said it over and over again. Why are we saying Ukraine? Let Putin, you know, Putin's a strong man, go in. Well, now wait a minute. Russians went into East Germany in 1945 and spent a month raping East German women, anyone they could find, no matter what the age. Yeah, well, what the hell? I mean, Tucker Fonda is a traitor to the United States. In a different war, Tucker Fonda would be in Guantanamo or he'd be in prison. And that's where he belongs. Anyway, here's what the clown Tucker Carlson said. Now he's attacking Lindsey Graham. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. These are bottom feeders attacking each other. But mudfish, the bottom, look. He calls Lindsey Graham infuriating with a verifiable track record of failure, quote unquote. Tucker Carlson says this of Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is, quote, infuriating with a verifiable track record of failure. Now, that's all true. Lindsey Graham is infuriating. He does have a verifiable track record of failure. He has betrayed people and ratted and changed sides about five times. Started out very, very, very pro John McCain. John McCain was his angel, his mentor. John McCain was his best friend. Then when Trump attacked John McCain, said he didn't like guys who were captured, Trump, who was a draft dodger, lied about having bone spurs, and McCain was a war hero shot down by the Viet Cong. He was captured unconscious with broken bones lying in a jungle path. Could have been eaten by wild animals. It's amazing he survived. And Trump has the audacity to say he doesn't like him. And Lindsey Graham attacked Trump. He said Trump is incompetent. He's a xenophobe. He's a vicious guy. We don't want him. Then Trump went up in the polls and got nominated. And then Lindsey Graham stabbed the memory of John McCain, who died of a brain tumor, said Trump is the best. And then Lindsey Graham attacked Moscow Mitch, his own majority leader, saying to Moscow Mitch, can't get the approval of Donald Trump. He shouldn't be majority leader. Lindsey Graham will rat and change at the drop of a hat. And then he attacked Trump again after January 6th, saying, well, Trump is over. This is it. Kevin McCarthy, the same thing. This is a felony, because Lindsey Graham thought that that was the end of Trump. Then Trump went up in the polls, and Lindsey Graham has come back with Trump. Then Lindsey Graham attacked Biden for being bad with Putin. Now Lindsey Graham is now saying that we have to be tough with Putin. And here's what Lindsey Graham said, quote, you can expect gas prices to go up. You can expect food prices to go up. But this is the price we have to pay to defend this liberty over there. Okay, that's what he said. If he meant it, if he'd always said it, I'd say, bravo, that's great. But he's ratted five times. Well, Tucker Carlson, who's pro-Putin, it's not that he disliked Graham for ratting five times and switching sides and stabbing people and betraying him, but he doesn't like him because Tucker Carlson's pro-Putin. And so Tucker Carlson says, quote, as a result of what Graham just said, it's galling to be lectured on sacrifice by a guy with a congressional pension, especially infuriating to hear the last guy who's speaking of food prices, who skipped very few meals recently, end quote. That's great. That's funny. All true. Terrific. Except these are two lowlifes, mudfish, bottom feeders, disease creatures on the bottom of a lake trying to nibble at each other. Going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, good morning, Matt. You know, I remember another president who people didn't love too well. But the minute there was a crisis, everybody joined together and supported our president. I don't think we can even hope for anything like this, because the people who have taken charge of the Republican Party don't give one iota about the United States of America. All they care about is power. All they care about being on TV. And they're really quite a bunch of sick people. If you remember, a lot of the true Republicans left office for speaking out against Trump. Remember, they were all targeted.
Right.
And those people who are so immoral, they really are immoral, the way that they're acting and the things that come out of their mouth. And we all need to get these evil scumbags, and they are, out of office, because they don't give one iota about people. They don't care about our country. And all they care about is themselves. In all honesty, they're all bowing down to Trump. And I just hope people wake up, because this is so sick. It's beyond pale.
That is excellent. Excellent insight. Excellent passion. Thank you for calling. I'll tell you what. You are describing that wing of the Republican Party. They're split right now. There are some good Republicans who are not pro-Putin, but this is very similar to a Bund taking over part of a party. Going back to the lines, David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David?
Hey, good morning, Matt. It's a horrendous situation going on in Ukraine right now, and it could have been totally avoidable. And I personally do believe we have to make the world, we shot ourselves in the foot by getting rid of our energy independence, by not drilling in Anwar up in Alaska, Keystone Pipeline, federal lands were all banned. And now that we're putting sanctions on their oil, keep in mind, Russia has gotten very wealthy. The oil price is keeping the Russian army going right now. That is what is the impetus for this. And if you remember, Matt, there's another pipeline going into Germany right now. So the one that was cut off is good. However, they do represent 10% of the world's oil production. And so what's going to end up happening is the Americans here are going to be affected with much higher inflation. We need to open up our, and we've been using our reserves to lower the prices, which is not what it was supposed to be used for. But at the end of the day, we have to fight back with their energy. That's the best way to do this at this point. Take the money away from them that way.
Right. No, David, I appreciate that. We're coming to a break. I have no choice. I've heard your comments. I do not agree with much of it. I do agree with some of it. I will get back and build on what you said after the break. Thanks for calling in. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.